Good morning, artist. Good afternoon or good evening, depending where you are in the world. And welcome to Notes for Artists. This is the artistic actress, it's Marité. And that's the first episode, I guess, and I hope of a long series. And I'm here to create space for all of the artists, all of the types of artists. This is not just about acting, just because I am an actress. And it's not just about anything that concerns really the art field, people involved in the art field. This is really for everybody. This podcast has been a desire that I've been having for a long time, because I, as an artist, I know that in the work of healing and in the work that I do as a coach in personal development, but also in the work that I do as an acting coach and the work that I do as an actress, I know that there is so much more to integrate, so much more to specify, so much more to give specifically to the artist, that I really felt the need of creating like this little nest that is basically for everybody, because there is an artist within everyone in the world. And this part of the self really needs to be fed and needs to be considered and needs to be seen. Now, there are people who are making that side, that part of themselves, a profession. And so we have professional singers, we have professional actors, we have professional painters, writers, cookers, and so many much more, photographers, video makers, directors, the list is very long. But there are also people who are not making their art and their creativity a profession and still need support and really still need to listen to those things that I'm going to share with you today. Because neglecting your artist is really dangerous in the long run. Exactly as it is really dangerous when we pressure our artist. So I really want to introduce this podcast by saying that most of my work as a coach, as a writer, and as a speaker is the reconnection to the self, is the discovery of personal authenticity and truth. And it's all about self-discovery and self-expression and finding the unique way to become the person that we are supposed to be and live the life we are supposed to live in this world, without leaving the external conditioning, changing our purpose and changing our personality, which is something that most of the time people don't even recognize in themselves. And it's really curious that I'm starting now this episode, because I was just speaking to my father last night about this transition that I'm going through in this moment. And this transition is so sweet and cute, because I'm getting to know myself after years of working on my personal development, on my healing, on my trauma, as much as years of working on my artist, on my actress specifically. And this is coming now for some reason. And it's such an unfolding process of letting go of the ego who wants to stay attached to the past version of me, the past desires of the past version of me, and finally letting this go to embrace a much amplified and expanded version of myself. And I was telling him how much I didn't know that I was this way. How much I am surprised by myself and accepting that so many things that I thought I liked, I thought I love, I thought I wanted to be, so many things that I used to do as habits, they really don't belong to me. And surrendering to the truth of who I am, it's not easy, and it's not easy for anybody. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to share my experience, my knowledge, and hopefully to support you, artist, in your artistic way, in your artistic path, and in your journey as a human being. Because there are so many things that we can do to support our artist. And one of the first thing, and I would say the most important thing that we can really do to support our artist is to create a separation between you as a human being, as an individual, as a person, and your artist. I care about this point, and this is going to be the title of the first episode of Notes for Artist, separation between your artist and your person. Because in my experience, and I'm seeing this with so many clients, I got to work with a lot of artists, or I got to chat with a lot of artists. I got to confront myself with a lot of artists. And what I see is how much they suffer for this prison, for putting themselves into this prison, which is the prison of the ego, who wants them to become this ideal artist. There is such a directorial way of treating their artist based on external ideas of what does it mean to be a successful artist, and putting on the artist such a pressure of achieving and doing and being as a personality that it's so far away from the truth of that artist. And it's just really coming from a lot of unprocessed, traumatized needs of the human being persona. So to make this a little bit more clear, what I mean by that is that it's so common for people who haven't done the work on themselves, who haven't done the work on trauma, who haven't done any type of personal development or healing work, to use the artist as an escape to do that internal work, that it's a premise to really let your artist express, be free to express, be free to play, be free to do whatever they want to do. And so when we do put so much pressure on the artist is going to suffer, because the artist is going to feel this responsibility to make the person happy, satisfied through achievements. And I think that there's nothing more dangerous in art, in every form of expression, to do anything for the achievement. So anything that as artists, even the pro, even anybody who is a pro in their field, in their art field, I know they have to really separate themselves from the artist. They really have to understand that, especially the pro, they get to know, like, this is work and I'm going to use my eyes to work. But then when the work is done, I come back to my persona. I come back to my life. I come back to my individual. So I'm curious to know who's listening this podcast. What do you do in your life? Are you an artist? What type of artist are you? Are you into art? Are you into cinema? Are you into writing? Are you into handcrafts? Are you into cooking? Are you into painting? I don't know. There are so many other alternatives. There are so many artists. There are so many people who create. Let's talk about art in terms of creation. So what do you create? What do you like to create? What your artist likes to do? And if you're not familiar with your artist, where you are looking to find this powerful side that you have, no matter what, even if you are, a Wall Street type of guy, you have an artist side. There is a part of you who is creative and who needs to create. Okay. So let's start define your art. What is it that you like to express? How do you like to express yourself? And maybe it's not just one thing, maybe it's more than one thing. And maybe it's a weird thing. It doesn't have to be classical or standard. You don't have to be a guitarist. You don't have to be a pianist. You don't have to be an actress or an actor. You don't have to be a comedian or a writer or a poet. You can do the weirdest thing in the world and still being an artist because you are creating something so special and unique. And like you, I would like you to really connect to this part of you, to this side of you, and really thinking, visualizing, closing your eyes. Please, not if you are driving, but let's do this visualization together. Like closing your eyes and start visualizing your artist. So when you are in your craft, when you are in this freedom of creation, how do you look like? How do you dress? How do you smile? Do you smile? How do you think? What's your intention when you do the things you do? What are the people you are surrounded by? If you are surrounded by people, because maybe you love to create in the silence of your studio and you don't want anybody next to you. Or maybe you do that and you always love to be in communities, art communities, group communities. So really see yourself and be creative. And don't control your unconscious impulse, intuition. Doesn't have to make any sense. Your artist is your artist. You can have colored hair. You can dress a little bit weirdo or whatever. It can be totally standard. And just to see themselves being in this space. In the space where they create, where they love to be. Maybe it's on stage. Maybe it's in front of a camera. Maybe it's in a studio. Maybe it's on the street. Maybe it's in a room on the table, in a private room. Just visualize it. Visualize this artist that exists within you. And see them doing all of the things they do. What are they doing? Or are what are they creating? What they want to create? And stay with this image and see themselves as an extension of you, a separate part of you, something that somebody that lives within you, but you can easily separate from you. It's just a part of you, it's a side of you. And really see their why. Really see their why. Why do they do what they do? Why? What's the trigger? What's the cause? What's the reason they do what they do? Where does this come from? Where does this necessity come from? The why of an artist is incredibly powerful, and it's important to define the why. And just give yourself time, if you need a little bit more time, to really find in your body this why, the why of your artist, the reason why you need to connect to this part of you. And if you are not an artist, if you don't do this frequently, you are just curious to discover your artist, start asking yourself. Just to start asking yourself, what would you like to create and why you would like to create? Maybe a new idea popped up with no reason, with no sense. It was just an idea. It was just a feeling. I feel I want to paint. I feel I want to buy those markers and start just relaxing in the evening and coloring. Painting and coloring by myself. But just try to see what is it that you would like, that you feel prone to do, and why. I'm gonna sip my tea. Okay, so you can open your eyes now. Or open your eyes when you feel like. You can pose me. And keep doing the visualization. And remind yourself, like, visualizations are extremely powerful. And that's a big part of my work. And you have no idea what you can literally change your state of being just by visualizing something and really staying with the image and the feelings of a memory, of a place, of something new. And that's how we can attract a different reality to us. It's by really entering in the body of somebody who already has the desire that we want. So if you want to separate our artist from ourselves as person, we need to visualize them. We need to get to know them. We need to explore them. We need to separate them from ourselves. Okay, let me know what you think about it. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Why I highly suggest artists to separate their artists from themselves. So, and I'm going to tell you a couple of stories to make you understand this principle. Oh my gosh, I really understood very late, okay? So I never separated in my past my artist from myself. Since where I was in college, at a university, I was at a university and I wanted to be an actress, but my family wanted me to get a degree in law, which I did. And I'm so proud of that, by the way, because it's been such a... such an incredible path, you know, becoming, graduating in law. But I was suffering because I didn't want to be a lawyer. I wanted to be an actress. And so I would watch a lot of movies and do a lot of, you know, acting kind of things, not really getting into classes yet. I started to take classes almost at the end of my university path, but I really was into that. And I think that being an actress is not about taking classes. It's really about playing. And so if you get to play in your house, if you get to learn all of the lines of a movie and play by yourself and dress up, and you know, this is actually acting. You are creating, you are interpreting, you are playing. So I had so much fun doing those things. I think that I've started to do all of those things since I was 3, probably 4 years old. I really liked to play. I really liked to become somebody else. I really liked to engage to the process of transformation in the body, in the voice. The thing that I mean, that I didn't know, and that fucked me up so many times, was I'm not my artist. Like, this is something I like to do, but who I am, it's separated from my actress. And the result of not working on myself, the result of not making this separation, it's been that once I really decided to got into art and specifically into acting, and it's been very intense, the training that I did first in Italy and then in New York, I totally forgot about my identity, my person. I think that I never really known who I was. And I really had this incredible, huge need of being accepted and seen for who I really was because of this confusion about who I am. I don't know who I am. I just know that I have this pain inside of me and I need to be accepted. I need to take everything out. All of the things that in my house I couldn't express in the way I wanted, all of my emotional needs or all of my creative needs, all of my weird sides that has been cut off all the time, I just need to express them and I need people to see them and I need people to accept them and I need people to recognize them. And that was the main reason I really was so I was willing to become an actress for this reason. And there was also this pain inside, and this pain was supported by a certain level of revenge, revenge against life, revenge against injustice that I couldn't, that I haven't done what I wanted when I was a child. I was really following unconsciously an external conditioning. I was pleasing all of this time. I was shocked. I was in a constant trauma response. My trauma response was like, I need to please my mom. I need to please my dad. Because if I don't do that, they're going to abandon me. They're going to be disappointed by me. I got to survive. And I learned to perform. And by performing since a very young age, also because I was such a particular kid, I had those curly, big, huge, curly blonde hair and big brown eyes. And I love to receiving attentions. And so the way I realized the best way to receive attentions was by performing. And my mom, she's a performer herself. So I learned from her to perform, and I realized if I want to be seen and if I want to be recognized, I have to perform. And so I started to really become a very playful and joyful kid, making people laugh and playing with others and really playing a part, a role all of the time. And this just really disconnected to my real truth and my real self. And when I arrived to, like, when that people pleasing became chronic, and I am a people pleaser in recovery, when this became chronic, I started working on my trauma. I realized, oh my God, So I don't know if I really wanted to be an actress or if I only became an actress and starting acting, because my trauma of having not been seen and accepted for who I was so big that that was just the only reason why. And I felt that that was a huge part of my ego who wanted me to be an actress and be seen and be accepted and be recognized, but not the only part. But that was a big, big, big one. So I started working on myself. I started understanding my body, understanding my responses, understanding my trauma, understanding how a human being works. Because I really didn't know before. And so I started looking at my choices and at these chronic expectations on my actions on a total different way. And I also have to say that this was really necessarily at one point, because when you do the work on acting on such a deep level as I did it, and I left everything and I moved to New York and I was just acting every day. And the method is very intense. The studio where I was working is very intense. So you can get really lost. You can really get lost in the work, which is beautiful. But if you don't have a strong foundation about who you are, that can lead you to depression. It can lead you to feeling really, really lost. Because the thing about art that we want to remind ourselves and about creativity in general is that it's a side and it's a space that we need to create. But creation, it's not fulfillment. Those are two different things. Creation is expression and it's freedom. It's not therapy. Can be therapeutical, but if you invest all of your life without working on yourself, pretending your artist is going to save you as a person, you are killing your artist. You are killing your creative side. And you don't want that. You don't want that for yourself because you're kind of BS yourself, and you don't want that for them. Because your artist doesn't deserve that. And I see so many people doing this, so many people not knowing anything about how do they work, what happened to them, what is it, their trauma, what is it, their body responses, where this is all coming from, all of this pain, all of this need of expression, not working on themselves, not taking care of their mind, of their mental health or their bodies or of their health, and really relying on the artist in a way that, okay, my artist is going to save me. Now I'm going to become a thousand million dollar actor, and I'm going to be famous and I'm going to be happy. Okay, it doesn't work this way. It doesn't work this way. Creativity is not about fulfillment. Creativity is not about healing. They can walk together. They can be one, an instrument for each other. But your artist is just a part of you who wants to express, period. And the more I'm working on myself, the more I'm healing, the more I'm understanding, the more I'm separating my artist from who I am, my life, my relationships, my family, my sexual life, the love, the sense of worthiness, the sense of I'm enough has nothing to do with my artist. I don't go and play to prove that I'm good enough. And I used to be that person. I used to be the person who would judge every single performance, compare it to every single other actor or actress, feel very intimidated by somebody good at doing what I love to do. And there was competitiveness. There was jealousy. There was fear. There was judgment. There was criticism. And all of that didn't have anything to do with my actress. It was just about my inner child and my ego. And so if you don't work on your ego, your artist is going to suffer, because artists, the more are into their ego, the more they suffer, the less they are acting and playing and creating from the ego, the more they're going to be incredibly free and happy. And success is going to come. Because when you don't bring all of those things into your shoulders, over your shoulders, success is going to come. And you can see how much is it different when you work with an artist, maybe another one, who is free from all of those prisons of the ego. So we need to do this separation. We really need to start doing this separation. And we need to create space for our artist. Our artist is going to connect to the inner child. So I'm not saying that this is not going to happen. Of course, it's going to happen. Your artist is going to feel launched and charged and excited about doing what they do because of your inner child needs. But at one point, when you do and you make this separation, art creation, it's not going to be anymore about you. It's going to be really about what you want to create. And that's healthy. And that is the journey you want to walk. And this is going to bring you to community, to support, to excitement, and to being in a painless, free journey with your art. If you use your art expecting to feel worthy because your artist is going to achieve something for you, it's going to take off your shoulders your sense of inadequacy, your sense of frustration, your sense of bitterness and resentment and self-hatred, I want to just remind you, that's not your artist's job. That's your job. You want to learn how to care about your artist? Start doing the job on yourself. You want to take care about your talent and qualities and as an artist? Stop doing that. Stop stressing and putting on your artist's shoulders all of those responsibilities. Start taking care of your physical, emotional, mental, and energetic body and health. And in this process of separation, which is going to take some time, and we're just going to literally getting you into a process of loss, because you're going to lose that version and that idea that you had, that you have probably still about your artist that you held for a long time. So when we are creating a new image about ourselves, the thing is always, we got to be ready to let go of the old one. And letting go of the old one, it's not easy, because the ego doesn't want to let that go. The ego wants to get attached to that. You're supposed to be a Hollywood actress, you know, Mary Tate, and winning an Oscar and all of those bullshit. And you're going to let go of that. I mean, you're maybe going to win an Oscar. I'm not saying that this is not your desire. It can absolutely be your desire. But this desire has to come from a place of freedom, from a place of choice, from a place of awareness, from a place of intention. It doesn't have to come from a place of punishment, of revenge, of self-hatred, of ego, of pressure of proving your worth through achievements or comparing yourself to the world, this has to come from a place where you're really intentionally aware of your artist. Who is this guy? Who is this girl? What do she wants? What do they want to do? Why they want to create? And you can totally transform your inner child needs into fuel for the work. But the passage has to be, okay, I want to be accepted. So you know what? I'm going to teach people how to accept themselves, and I'm going to do it through acting. I'm going to do it through acting by becoming a very wild, raw, unpredictable type of actress who never judge herself, who's really impulsive and natural and spontaneous, and playing in a way that really filter how much do I love myself and how much do I accept myself and how much do I accept every single human being. That's actually what acting taught me, to accept me, to accept my weight, to accept my age, to accept my accent, to accept all of the things that I didn't like about me, and just making them and shaming them and making them, this is me, this is my actress, this is my character, and that's okay. And I'm gonna play with this. I'm not gonna judge this. So in the way I play, there is a lot of I approve of me. I approve of myself. There's a big message that comes from the work that I have done on myself. There is the freedom of showing up for who I really am in my depth and with all of my imperfections, with all of my shadows, in all of my being so imperfect. And so acting is a stage that gives me the possibility of expressing my imperfections and the imperfections of all of the human beings. How cool. But I don't go on stage with my need of being seen. You gotta see me, you gotta close me, you gotta like me. That's dangerous. That's painful. That's not art. That's not art. And so my invitation is start connecting to your artist. Start asking them questions. Start exploring what they like. What do they like to dress, to move, to talk, to be, to do? And make this separation. And when you're ready, look deep inside of yourself and try to see if you can, by separating your ego needs and desires by your artist needs and desires, if you can see who you really want to become as an artist, as a creative. Because you don't have necessarily to become the Oscar winner actor or the awarded writer. Maybe that's not what you really need. And again, especially recently, I've been speaking and sharing with a lot of people of my world, of the acting world, the desire of simply the awareness of like, I don't like this. I don't like the way I'm doing this. This is not my actress. This is not my artist. I'm so conditioned by the external pressure that I have to do this thing in this way. I don't really want it. And maybe you want it, and that's okay. But what if you want something different? What if your artist wants to be expressed in a different way, in a different language, in a different country? Maybe in a different place. That's been a big, big realization for me. I knew that I didn't like the metrics. I didn't like to be in the industry, like Italian industry. That's never been my desire. I was really resisting that, and that's the reason why I never got in touch with agents, or the way I did it was already a way that was repelling them and rejecting them. So that's why I didn't get into them. And I love to make art my own way. And I have a lot of dreams about it. And I have a lot of desires. And I have a lot of goals, which I am every day more clear about. And I know that in this lifetime, until I'm alive, I will go for them. And that has, this is not going to have anything to do with my self proving my worth and proving that I'm good enough and all of this thing. This is just to do with the pleasure and the freedom of creating the things that I want to create, the things that I like to create without judgment and without comparing and just following through and seeing where this is going to bring me, seeing where this is going to bring you. How many occasions, how many opportunities without being directorial or giving myself restrictions or imposing the matrix system over me if I don't feel that I fit in that system? That's all good. So start to do some ego work. If you don't know about ego work, you can check my other podcast. It's called Notes from a Stranger by the holistic actress Maria Salatiello. And you can just check my work in general, because all of my work is based on ego work. All of the work on becoming yourself, transforming yourself, has a lot to do with our ego limitations, restrictions, and imposures. And so it's good to start getting into that, understanding that a little bit more. And another thing is create space for your artist. Even if it sounds so crazy, even if you are in your 80s in this moment and you're like listening to myself and you never had got in touch to your creative side, do and follow your gut, follow your visions, follow your intuition. You want to go and get that colors, that markers in that store. Go get them and go color your things, you know, start like writing on a piece of paper, start doing morning pages, start stimulate your creativity. And don't undervalue the power of that, because this is really life-changing. If you approach creative work with no expectations and just for the joy of doing what you're doing, and following your intuition, following your unconscious, this is going to be a special, unique gift. And I bet that you're going to find answers and directions and ways that you've never even thought about it in your past. So, ego work, start working on you. I have a program which is called Becoming Yourself. It's all about reconnecting to your truth, reconnecting to your authenticity, healing your trauma, meeting all of the side of your persona. So definitely your artist, but also all of the other types of sides and energy that we hold, all of our shadows. There's a lot of shadow work. And the last part of the program, it's called Becoming. So the first part is called healing, the second part is called unfolding, and the third part is called becoming, and it's all self-image work. So it's really character work, the same that I do in acting, a little bit more you know, sophisticated, because there are a lot of elements coming from personal development and mindset work. And you can start building your persona, your new persona, your new self-image, your new the future self. And this is a work that we have really to reflect on and connect to, because this persona actually lives already within yourself. It's just that you need to discover this one, a little bit like I was mentioning at the beginning of the podcast. I'm discovering myself after years of working on me. And I'm discovering, like, oh, really? I don't like the spotlight. I like to be a little bit out of the spotlight. Oh, really? I don't really want to be famous. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I want a Racco in the eyes to form my value for the value of the work that I offer, for the value of the things that I share, for the value of my experience. So it's not about me and my beauty, which is okay, because I mean, it's okay. I haven't anything against the beauty of anybody. But in this case, it's like I really love my mind. I really love my freedom. That's what I want to share. That's what I want to be known for. And I think that as the first episode, it's a good one. It's very intense. We have touched many things. So this is the first episode of Notes for Artist. If you have anything you want to share with me, do it. Connect to me, message me at info@maritessalatiello.com, MARITESALATIELLO. I'm gonna get back to you. And check also the other podcast that I have, Notes from a Stranger and the Holistic Actress Show, where I interview people all around the globe. Many of them are in the creative field, acting, art, or many others. So check that out. There are a lot of resources you can find on my platforms. Follow me on Instagram. I am the Holistic Actress Maritessa Latiello, and if you're interested to do any work with me, either is working on your healing or your personal development or on your act or on the becoming yourself, on the human design, I'm passionate and I teach and I do readings of human design, which is another incredible, powerful tool to of self-discovery. Connect to me, okay? If you liked this podcast, rate it, give me a star, follow it, and I think it's okay. So far, so good. I'll see you soon.